morning. I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Let us now join together in song. We will sing hymn number 161. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is, For God to Know is to Be. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Inspiration for today's readings comes from article No and Yes, page 16, lines 1 and 2. For God to know is to be. That is, what he knows must truly and eternally exist. The Bible. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the post-herd strive and the post-herds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, What makest thou? Or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, Who begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hand. Command ye me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised up the righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye, they are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient time. Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And from John, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye known him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto them, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelt within me. He doeth work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of the Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keeping not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it comes to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Romans, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings. 2 Corinthians, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hebrews, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Isaiah, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And from Science and Health, Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. Genesis 1:27, though God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. To emphasize this momentous thought, it is repeated that God made man in his own image to reflect the divine spirit. It follows that man is a generic term. Masculine, feminine, and neuter genders are human concepts. In one of the ancient languages, the word for man is used also as the synonym of mind. This definition has been weakened by anthropomorphism, or a humanization of deity. The word anthropomorphic, in such a phrase as an anthropomorphic god, is derived from two Greek words, signifying man and form, and may be defined as a mortally mental attempt to reduce deity to corporeality. The temporal and unreal never touch the eternal and real. The mutable and imperfect never touch the immutable and perfect. The inharmonious and self-destructive never touch the harmonious and self-existent. These opposite qualities are the tares and wheats which never really mingle, though, to mortal sight, they grow side by side until the harvest. Then, science separates the wheat from the tares through the realization of God as ever-present and of a man as reflecting the divine likeness. The real life, or mind, and its opposite, the so-called material life and mind, are figured by two geometrical symbols, a circle or sphere and a straight line. The circle represents the infinite without beginning or end. The straight line represents the finite, which has both beginning and end. The spheres represent good, the self-existent and eternal individuality or mind. The straight line represents evil, a belief in a self-made and temporary material existence. Eternal mind and temporary material existence never unite in a figure or in fact. A straight line finds no abiding place in a curve, and a curve finds no adjustment to a straight line. Similarly, matter has no place in spirit, and spirit has no place in matter. Truth no home in error. Error has no foothold in truth. Mind cannot pass into non-intelligence and matter, nor can non-intelligence become soul. At no point can these opposites mingle or unite. Even though they seem to touch, one is still a curve and the other a straight line. There is no inherent power in matter, for all that is material, human, mortal thought, always governing itself erroneously. Truth is the intelligence of immortal mind. Error is the so-called intelligence of mortal mind. Whatever indicates the fall of man or the opposite of God or God's absence is the Adam dream, which is neither mind nor man, for it is not begotten of the Father. The rule of inversion infers from error its opposite, truth. But truth is the light which dispels error. As mortals begin to understand spirit, they give up the belief that there is any true existence apart from God. Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. Mind is the same life, love, and wisdom yesterday and today and forever. Matter and its effects, sin, sickness, and death, are states of mortal mind which act, react, and then come to a stop. They are not facts of mind. They are not ideas, but illusions. Principle is absolute. It admits of no error, but rests upon understanding. But what say prevalent theories? They insist that life, or God, is one and the same with material life, so-called. They speak of both truth and error as mind, and of good and evil as spirit. They claim that to be life, which is but the objective state of material sense, such is the structural life of the tree of material man, and deem this the manifestation of the one life, God. This false belief as to what really constitutes life so detracts from God's character and nature that the true sense of his power is lost to all who cling to this falsity. The divine principle or life cannot be practically demonstrated in length of days as it was by the patriarchs, unless its science be accurately stated. We must receive the divine principle in the understanding and live it in daily life. And unless we do so, we can no more demonstrate science than we can teach and illustrate geometry by calling a curve a straight line or a straight line a sphere. Our mentality, immortality, consciousness, resonance in matter. Is it not rational to say that mind is infinite but dwells in finiteness, in matter, or that matter is infinite and the medium of mind? If God were limited to man or matter, or if the infinite could be circumscribed within the finite, God would be corporeal. An unlimited mind would seem to spring from a limited body, but this is an impossibility. Infinite mind can have no starting point and can return to no limit. It can never be in bonds, nor be fully manifested through corporeality. Is God's image or likeness matter, or a mortal sin, sickness, and death? Can matter recognize mind? Can infinite mind recognize matter? Can the infinite dwell in the finite or know aught unlike the infinite? Can deity be known through the material senses? Can the material senses, which receive no direct evidence of spirit, give correct testimony as to spiritual life, truth, and love? The answer to all these questions must forever be in the negative. The physical senses can obtain no proof of God. They can neither see spirit through the eye, nor hear it through the ear, nor can they feel, taste, or smell spirit. Even the more subtle and misnamed material elements are beyond the cognizance of these senses and are known only by the effects commonly attributed to them. According to Christian Science, the only real senses of man are spiritual, emanating from divine mind. Thought passes from God to man, but neither sensation nor report goes from material body to mind. The inner communication is always from God to his idea, man. Matter is not sentient and cannot be cognizant of good or of evil, of pleasure or of pain. Man's individuality is not material. This science of being obtains not alone hereafter in what men call paradise, but here and now. It is the great fact of being for time and eternity. What then is the material personality which suffers, sins, and dies? It is not man, the image and likeness of God, but man's counterfeit, the inverted likeness, the unlikeness called sin, sickness, and death. The facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Man is, and forever has been, God's reflection. God is infinite, therefore ever-present, and there is no other power nor presence. Hence, the spirituality of the universe is the only fact of creation. Let God be true, but every material man a liar.